With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remains at record lows, according to national survey results that were released this week. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A national survey by the University of Michigan shows that teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remain at record lows. Two-thirds of 12th graders reported no use of those substances in the past 30 days. That's a significant drop from 30 years ago. 82% of 10th graders reported no recent use, and 91% of 8th graders said the same. However, there are slight but concerning increases in heroin and cocaine use, and teens do consume a lot of energy drinks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The findings also seem to be in line with other surveys that show continued declines in teen sexual activity, which experts say is at least partly due to teens connecting through smartphones and social media instead of in person. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a White House plan to lower drug prices.
President Trump announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Happy investors drove the major indexes higher on Friday. The Dow closed up by 183 points. This is SRN News. If you plan on traveling to Nicaragua, don't bring a Bible in your bags.
The government has banned foreign visitors from bringing copies of the scriptures into the country amidst a crackdown on Christians, churches, and ministries that has attracted the attention of international religious freedom groups. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega doesn't like the fact that some clergymen have criticized his dictatorial rule and has retaliated by shutting down more than 1,300 churches and religious organizations since 2018. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian-American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization inside Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing now. Syrian government spokesman Hind Kabawat says that the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for us to tell the world that our country has room for everyone and is inclusive. This is SRN News. A statue of Barbara Rose Johns was unveiled during a ceremony on Capitol Hill this past week. Her new statue takes the place of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which was removed several years ago. The new image depicts the late teenage civil rights activist as she protested poor conditions at her then-segregated Virginia high school. House Speaker Mike Johnson offered a tribute.
We are here to honor one of America's true trailblazers. A woman who embodied the essence of the American spirit in her fight for liberty and justice and equal treatment under the law, the indomitable Barbara Rose Johns.
The unveiling ceremony of the statue representing Virginia in the Capitol took place in Emancipation Hall featuring Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson among the speakers. Johnson said more than 200 members of Johns' family were present. The ceremony included renditions of How Great There Are, Art, and Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Round. This is SRN News.